Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, mothers and daughters sitting around the round table, talking to mothers and daughters around the world. I want to say good morning to you guys. I truly appreciate it. It is a great day to be alive, and a great day to give thanks to God just for being God and being our great creator who created us to be and to demonstrate who he has created within us, the thing that he has created within us to be, the person that he's created us to be. And, you know, we all have the gifts, and I just imagine sometimes God saying, I just want to see to another level, you know, she's just going to sit on that gift and talent that I've given her, that idea. She's going to just take it to the extremes and believe that all things are possible to those who believe, and believe it enough that it will manifest into reality. You know, it's amazing. It's a very simple life, but it's an elegant, blessed, loving life. And if we just really tune in to all that God has given us, the words through the Bible, the illustration through Jesus Christ, just letting us know you can do it. I'll come down and show you how to do it. So that means we don't have to worry. We don't have to be concerned. He keep telling us, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, I got you. Just take that gift and that talent and be creative into a reality. So with that being said, you know, I look at the mothers and daughters that come on the radio on Saturday mornings, and we all have a dream and a goal within our heart and soul. And sometimes we allow the enemy to steal those thoughts or tell you that you're not good enough. But I want to tell you, you are great. You're perfectly made. All things are possible to you. Whatever is in your heart can be in your physical world, if you believe that. So before I get too far gone here, let me see if we have we have Frida on. Frida's going to give us the prayer this morning. Good morning, Frida.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie, mothers and daughters around the world.
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you having a great day?
Yes, yes. How about you?
I'm doing good. Would you be willing to give us the prayer this morning?
Oh, sure. Thank you for asking me. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, for another day, oh Lord, that you have blessed us with to do, oh God, your will, oh God, on this earth, Lord. We thank you, God, for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for another day, oh God, to be able to be an extension, oh God, of you, of love, oh God. We bless you. We exalt you, oh God, today. We just thank you, God, for every mother, oh Father God, and daughter, grandmother, great-granddaughters, and expecting, even women that are expecting, oh God. We thank you, God, for every woman, oh God, on this call, oh Father God, on this line, oh God. We thank you for life and strength, oh God. We thank you, God, that you shower your love and your blessings upon all of us as we, oh God, celebrate Mother's Day, because we know, oh Father God, with a mother giving birth, she almost is the closest time for her to die as she's giving life, oh God, the nurturer, oh Father God, the woman that wears so many hats, oh Father God. We lift up and exalt. We exalt you, oh God, today, oh God, and we thank you, God, for what you're doing in and through our life individually, oh Father God, and corporately as we come together to have a and be a driving force for mothers and daughters around the world with Dr. Bessie Fletcher of Mothers and Daughters Faith Trust Ministries, oh God. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Frieda, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is the prayer, you know, mothers and daughters around the world. You know, when we look back at it, you know, we are all here to set an example of what God wants us to do and what who God wants us to be. And, you know, there's no perfect mother. And that's what I, for most of you that don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. And when I have my clients, I tell them, you know, they come in, sometimes the daughter come in and she's just so angry with the mother because the mother's not doing what she thinks the mother should do. And they feel, she feels that, you know, I need you to do a certain thing, a certain way. But there's no perfect mother. We're all in a learning curve. We're all having to go to God for answers. And if you get up every day going before God, God, what do you want me to do with this young lady? And I'm telling you, you'll get the answers. It's not easy. It is easy. And when I say it like that, you may say, well, that sounds kind of contradicting there, Dr. Fletcher. You know, sometimes when we look at easy, we think that it's, everything's supposed to fall in place perfectly. No, it's a learning curve. We're all here to learn. We're all teaching our daughters. We have a daughter that is at the age that we've never had a daughter before. So if your first daughter is 10 years old, you've never had a 10-year-old before. You don't know what to expect from a 10-year-old. You may have heard your friends and cousins and, you know, sisters say, you know, when they get 10, you can expect these things to happen. Okay, but that's not necessarily true for your daughter. Each of us have a unique daughter, just like we are unique daughter to our mothers. So we are in a learning curve to try to get to the understanding within the conversations of the mind of the daughter as the daughter is trying to get to an understanding as is the conversations of the mind of the mother. And those two things have to come together in order for the two of you to communicate. And who's the person that's in the middle? God said, where two or more come together, I'm in the midst. So when you and your daughter come together, God is in the midst. Just remember, he's there. Don't forget to ask him. He's the one that created the mother. He's the one that created the daughter. He specially selected you for your daughter and that daughter for you. So he knew from the beginning, and he knows what's going to happen at the end. Don't forget, Creator, what am I supposed to do at this point in time? And that's how we rear our children, not by our might, not by our knowledge, but by the word of God, and he will tell you. This is going to be an interesting show today. We're talking about the Mother's Day love, and I'm going to make it short on my end because I want it to be an opportunity. We have a full board and people that want to get on that can't get on, and that's a blessing, and yet it's they can go right onto the internet. Go to the internet at Blog Talk Radio. You see live show and click on that and you see Mother and Daughter Bonding Network and you will pick us up there. Or you can go to our website at mdbn.org. Go up to Blog Talk Radio on the website. That'll be the easiest anyway. And click on that and you can pick us up there on the website, mdbn.org. And I am excited. You know, Mother's Day is such an exciting day for all of us, one way or the other. Sometimes it's a sad day. It's a sad day because we miss our mothers, those of us that don't have mothers here with us. And sometimes it's a sad day when we have a mother that's here on this earth but yet don't want to connect with us. You know, it's like a death. And we have to deal with it, whichever way it is. And then some of us have mothers that we have great relationships and we are working hard to create a better relationship, you know, and to grow instead of just sitting and just allowing the universe or the world to throw on us what they want us to have in our relationship or suggest that we should do. I'm excited today because we have several ladies that have agreed to share their stories about their mothers. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to open up the switchboard when I finish my comments, and all of the ladies that are anyone on here, because it's for all, but at least we have some that have committed. And I know it's hard sometimes for people to get on the radio and talk, but they are going to share. I'm going to give them a two-minute commercial about your mother. You have 2 minutes to talk about your mother, and anyone else that wants to talk about their mother, and you have a 2 minute, you have the same opportunity, 2 minutes to talk about your mother. Click one now. You click one, and then that way I can open up the portal so I can talk to you. I'm excited. For the listeners, if you have a mother and daughter that you want to listen to the program, tell them to call in at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. You can click one to join in on the conversation. Like I said, the switchboard is full as far as I can see. But you can definitely go to mdbn.org and listen to our program on the website. Our stimulating topic this morning is Mother's Day Love. Mother's Day Love. That is something that when you think about it, most people think about their mothers on Mother's Day. I'm your host again, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. You're Saturday morning at 10 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make one announcement before I get into my comments. I want to say we're looking forward to an exciting Mothers and Daughters Retreat up in the mountains of North Carolina. We've gotten some good, we had an interview with the Herald, News Herald, and this young lady wrote an awesome story. It's huge story. So we're getting calls from that, and we have several other radio interviews that's coming up next week that is driving the interest, and in several churches that are coming together. So I don't know. It's exciting to me because this is our first adventure on this three-day mother and daughter spiritual, personal, and economic development training. Go to our website, read about it, and if you want to come, just click on it, sign up, or call me. We'd love to have you there. We have several people that are just excited to come. If you want to email me, you can email me at drbessie1, that's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. All right, our stimulating topic today is Mother's Day Love. Mother's Day Love. And why do we have that topic? Because tomorrow is Mother's Day. I tell you, it came so fast. My daughter and I was just riding around yesterday. It was something, I can't believe it's Mother's Day. I don't know. It seemed like to me it's early. But, you know, I had a lot of things going on right now, and we all do. And many of you probably found yourself the same way, you know, thinking, wow, it's Mother's Day already? Well, it's upon us. Our foundation for the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries are based on as is the mother, comma, so is her daughter. You'll find that in the Bible in Ezekiel 16:44. Go there, read it for yourself. God said, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So when you're talking about your mother this morning, just remember, as is her mother, so was your mother. See, it goes backwards just as it goes forward. So a lot of the things that your mother did was because of your grandmother. We are products from our mothers, and we work hard at trying to improve those. Every daughter seems to want to do it better with her children. Oh, I'm not going to treat my daughter like this, or I'm going to do something totally different. You know, we all have the grandiose idea of how we're going to raise our children. But the older you get, you find yourself saying things and doing things and fixing the same foods and making the same comments that you declare that you would not say to your children. But they come out and you say, where did that come from? That sounds just like my mother. Not a man that lies. As is the mother, so is the daughter. And that doesn't mean 100% everything. What he's saying is, you know, do the very best you can as a mother. Set the very best example. Be a godly woman. Seek out what I'm saying about mothers and what I'm saying about daughters. Look in the Bible and see what you find from my word and ask me. Seek wisdom. He says, no man asks for wisdom and not get it. So you ask for wisdom, ask for understanding, there's nothing that you would miss. But we get caught up into the world, and sometimes we start rearing our children according to our own mind and our own resources. It takes us years to go back to just to the beginning, to the Word of God. When we stumble, when we see our children going astray, we go to God. You know, but that's a learning curve. Again, we are young mothers. We're not perfect. We are learning. But God is the source. So let's look at just for a couple of comments on my part, and then I'm going to open it up. It's more exciting to have you guys share. Mother's Day love. And what I wrote down is just a couple of notes here. It says, when most people think about Mother's Day, they think about the one day that falls in the month of May. That's the day that has been set aside for recognition of mothers. When we hear the word mother, most of us think of the woman that birthed us into the world, which is true. That's the only way we can get on this earth. There's no other way. You know, it says you can't get to Jesus except through get to God except through Jesus. You can't get into this earthly realm except through a woman. That's it. So when we look at that woman, you know, we see different things. We see a woman who has given birth to a child, a woman who looks after the child, a woman who cares for the child, a woman who nurtures the child, a woman who tends to the child. See, a mother has so many facets to her. A mother is a female parent. And in these days, many of them are single parents. Single parent, which put additional stress, mean you really got to seek God. You got to really go to God. God, I'm in this by myself here on this earth. I need you. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be covered with someone. I need protection, Lord, to help me with these children. A woman of authority, a woman with power, and a mother is the most powerful being in the family. If a mother makes a decision, it can make or break the family. It can make or break the child. Just one word, one negative word can change the destiny of your child. And normally I would say daughter, but because it's Mother's Day, I want to broaden it out to the children. One word. So when you're thinking, think on good things. Think of good words. Always influence your children to be the very best they could be. And by all means, as early as you humanly possibly can, and I'm hoping your source is God, so that they would know, I'm your source from birth to a certain age, but now you're old enough to know who's my source. And introduce them to Jesus so that they will know how to receive from the source of God. Because we're not guaranteed to be here. So the quicker you introduce them to Jesus, the quicker you introduce them and the Holy Spirit, then you can rest because you know they have it. And that's something that will never leave them. Once you wake them up, that you know that there's a God, there's a Father, there's a Son, there's a Holy Spirit, that child will always have. That's why they said the child may stray, but it will come right back. Come back to what? Come back to the thought. Come back to the words. Come back to the seeds that the mother has placed into their hearts, which is the Word of God. They will come back. They will be reminded of those things. So when we're talking about Mother's Day love, think about it. 95% of the human beings on this earth will think about their mother tomorrow. The phones will be jammed up. The lines, sometimes the phone companies say, you know, the lines are busy, call back. Because they think, if I could just get in and say, Happy Mother's Day, that'll hold me over to next year. Is that enough? Is that enough? In my opinion, I say no. I think Mother's Day is every day. I think, you know, yes, it's good to recognize a day, but every day you should think about your mother. Every day you should wonder how your mother's doing and call her. You know, I just can't imagine not touching bases with my daughter. That's something that trickled down from my mother. My mother called me every day, every morning. When I left that house at 18, she called me every morning. She says, I can't imagine getting up in the morning and going on about my business without knowing if my baby is breathing somewhere. Once she got me on the phone, I mean, we should have owned Bell South. She would call, and when she got me on the phone, how you doing? We didn't talk long conversations because, you know, you had to pay for the minutes. But it's just short, how you doing? Yep, good, yeah. How? And then we'd hang up. And then maybe we'd talk later on that night when the cost was cheaper. So now you don't even have that excuse. You can call as much and talk as much as you want, pay the same price. So let's try to look at Mother as from this day on, every day as Mother's Day and Mother's. Many people are going to be very upset and kind of sad tomorrow. I've known people, because I am a psychologist, you know, people call and they're sad either because the mother's gone on or because they don't have the relationship that they want. And it all boils down to one thing, why? The question why? They want an answer from their mother or whatever the situation is that has them separated physically, because spiritually you're always connected. And even when I'm doing counseling with some of the ladies, and the especially adult ladies, and they are talking about the situation about their mother and not being able to connect with their mother and why their mother won't connect, they try everything they humanly possibly can. You know, well, I'm just going to leave it alone. I decided I'm going to go on. But up under there, I hear, I love my mother. Above, I'm hearing them talking. But underneath, I love my mother. Everybody loves their mother. I don't care if she's a good mother. I don't care if she's a bad mother or whatever that is, you know, I just say not pleasing to you. But everybody loves their mother. If you think they don't love their mother, try saying something negative about their mother and see what they'll say. They can talk about them all day long, but you try saying something about their mother and you will find out just how much they love their mother. So all I'm saying today, my thought is just to open our minds and think, because if you look now, so many people are leaving around us. If you're a certain age and people are dying and going, and you wish I had said something. Don't wait for that. Let's make every day a Mother's Day, Mother's Day Love Day. All right? I'm going to open the switchboard this morning. Let's see who we have here. I'm just going to go down the line and hit the comments. Wow. Let me check. I'm going to have to scroll down. That is very nice. Very nice. Thank you, guys. All right. I'm just going to start from the top and come down. See. Good morning. Good morning, 7079. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Fessy. This is Emma Jones Blackshirt from Winsboro, Louisiana. I'm so excited today to be on the call. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank
a mother's
you.
Love. Yes, yes, yes. A mother's love. My mother, Beatrice Jones, went home to be with the Lord when she was 91 years old. She's the mother of 14.
Wow.
Yes, 14 of us, and we miss her dearly, miss her dearly. And I tell you, she prayed that she asked the Lord to bind all of us so close that one couldn't fall for the other. Dr. Bessie, I am so happy. I'm so grateful to God for those prayers, because every year we all get together and go on a family sibling a family retreat every other year and a sibling retreat every other year. So we are all together every year, at least, all of us, one time a year, and I'm so thankful to God for that. And she also taught us her word, treat people the way you want to be treated. She raised us by the golden rule. She introduced us to Christ from the womb. We were introduced to Christ, and I thank God for Mama every day. I miss her not only Mother's Day, every day. She's in our heart.
Wow, that's powerful.
And when you turn to Proverbs 31:10, you'll see a picture of Beatrice Jones. To God the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 31:10. And isn't that a beautiful thing to know that you can say, that's my mother? That's my mother.
Yes.
That is a wonderful thing. And she's smiling right now. Because that's all we can do is plant the seed, do the praying, and leave it up to God. And see, you all are carrying it out now and following the instructions. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you,
yes.
And I look forward to seeing you at the retreat. You, your daughter,
yes,
and
yes.
granddaughter. Yes.
Yes.
I am so excited about that.
I am too. Oh. Thank you, Dr. Bessie, for having me. And happy Mother's Day to you and all of the mothers around the world. May God richly bless you.
Thank you so very much. Have a blessed day. And
thank
happy
you.
Mother's Day
you
to
too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, here we go. We are on our way. This is exciting. Let me see who's the next caller here. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. I have to keep this switchboard moving smoothly here. Let's just go to the next person. Good morning. 6223.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Ivani calling from Orlando, Florida at the moment. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord, Dr. Bessie. I am getting to enjoy the presence of my mother, her company, for the second year in a row after almost a year and a half absence. God is great. He is faithful to his promises, and I'm able to be with my daughters also. And it's an amazing, wonderful Mother's Day, 2 years in a row with my mother and my daughters. So I'm very grateful to God for his being able to what he promises, he is faithful. And I know that I had prayed to God during that time where I could not see my mom. And it was about a year and a half that went by that I was not able to see her, talk to her or anything. And my prayer was that my mom would still be alive after that year and a half would pass, or after the year was passed, and that not only would she be alive, but she would be in better health and that our family would be stronger than ever. And God has come through with flying colors. He has fulfilled every prayer that I've requested and hit it out of the ballpark. Absolutely hit a home run way out, more than I could ever imagine or dream of. So I just want to let all those ladies out there know that who are not able to speak to their mothers for whatever reason it may be, continue to pray with faith and with thankfulness. And you will be able to be close to your mother again. You will be able to see your mother again. You'll be able to have that relationship that you so long for. All you have to do is just allow God to work that miracle and to have faith that he will work it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know your story, and I am just excited, as you are, I say, almost. You know, I can't get quite excited to be your mother. But I know.
Yeah.
I know the journey that you've traveled, and I know how God has, you know, come through for you. And
it's a miracle. It's a true miracle.
Because you what?
Yes, it is.
You asked, and he said, I will give you the desires of your heart, and you've been patient.
Amen.
You waited, and God came
yes,
through.
Yes, ma'am.
For never
Amen.
Not fulfill his word, and that's what we want them to hear.
Absolutely.
I won't go into your whole story, but I'll go into the fact that you believe and you did what you needed to do. You did the process, and you stood and you waited. And now you are
yes,
living
ma'am.
That reality.
I am. I am. I'm living the fruits of my sacrifice and of my choices that I had made that brought me to that point that I was not able to see my mother for a year. And those were my choices, and that wasn't anything that God did. And not only did he take those choices that I made and correct them and made every crooked road straight, and he is now
making the end better than the beginning. And I'm just so grateful to God. I'm grateful to women like you, Dr. Bessie, who gave me advice and, you know, pointed me in the right direction. I'm grateful for Dr. Patricia Bailey, and just, you know, you are amazing mothers, and I wish you both a wonderful Mother's Day. And to everyone listening around the world, may you be able to enjoy your children. And if they're not near you at this moment, then there is a moment that will be coming where you will be together. And at that moment, hold them and hug them close, because they are the most precious gift that God has ever given us to be a mother.
Amen. That's a great, great advice. And I know they hear you. And I am so happy, and I praise God just for you being
Thank
there
you.
With your mother and your daughters. And I know what that is. So I know you're shouting. I remember when I talked to you the other day, you said, I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm in heaven, Dr. Bessie. I am in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
wow.
I am in heaven.
You are in heaven. All right.
Yes, the joy of the Lord is with me. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to you. And tell your mother I said happy Mother's Day as well.
I will. Happy Mother's Day to you all. God bless you all.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. You can be out there and you think that God is not hearing you. You think that you're not going to get what you're asking for. Just be patient. This young lady has been patient. She has not been allowed to see her mother. And now she can see her mother. I know. And she appreciates seeing her mother now, too. You can hear it in her voice. She appreciates having the opportunity to be able to lay on the bed with her mother and cuddle and talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Dr. Fudge, this is Maria Cephas. I am blessed. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. How is your day going?
The day is going to, it's going wonderful, and it's going to be an even better day because I'm going to share it with my two best friends, and we're all just going to just hang out and just have a great girlfriend day.
All right. Very good.
So, yeah.
So what are your thoughts about your mother? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There are so many, and happy Mother's Day to everyone. There are so many, but I have to say my mother raised five of us, and I'm the baby. And it's a beautiful thing when I look at her, you know, she's gone now, but when I look at her, and I mean when I look at me in the mirror, I see her every day. I hear her every day. The best thing she did, she raised five of us, four of us went to private school, and it taught us so much. Even though we were away from her for most of the year, we came home on the holidays and the weekends and things like, I mean, on summers and things like that. But what she taught me, I'm now able to see. I got the best of her. I got to see her maneuver through being heads of organizations, and the things that I saw her do, I'm doing. So I didn't even know I was being taught these things so that I'm able to run organizations and be the woman that I am today by watching her and hearing her and photographs, the pictures. My mother took pictures of everyone and everything that she did. Her whole life was in pictures. Mine is the same way. So I get to look back and not only remember the things, but I get to see, you know, what type of life she lived. So I can share with my grandchildren what type of grandmother that they had, or great-grandmother. And they'll be able to do the same thing with me. When I'm gone, they'll be able to see what type of woman their grandmother was. Those things, like you said, when you hear things and you say things as a mother, it's like, that was her. That's something my mother would say. That's totally what she would say. You know, we try to be, I raised my daughter that she had to be better than me. She had to do and accomplish more than I did because I felt like I had to do that for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I can never replace her. I can never be her, but I can be the best daughter that she raised me to be. Not comparing me to my sisters or anything like that, but just be the best that I know how to be. So that way my daughter can do the same thing. And I see that in my daughter. Every day, not physically looking at her, but I speak to her every day. Even though she's in a whole other state doing her thing, educated, the whole nine yards, I'm watching her and I'm like, well, I must have done something right. And I thank God every day that he instilled in me things that I need to say, things that I need to do, the examples that I need to set so that she is able to see me and see her grandmother, her great-grandmother, and its ancestors and everybody that came before her so that she's able to stand in her true self the same way. Mm-hmm. So this Mother's Day, my Mother's Day is every day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was so thankful when you said that. Mother's Day is every day. So I'm very thankful, very blessed. And thank you for allowing me to speak and on this topic. I thank you so much. And for you being who you are for us, an example for us as other mothers and daughters, thank you for your gift and sharing it with us. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, Maria. That's so sweet. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
We're going to have a good time. I look forward to seeing you at the retreat.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you have just one daughter, right?
I have one daughter and one son.
And one son, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, well, you know, it's so amazing that it goes right back to as is the mother, so is the daughter. I mean, it's just so fitting that if we all go back and examine, really examine and look, we see so many things that if you knew your grandmother, you could relate back. Yeah, my grandmother did that. I saw my mother do that. You know, now I'm doing this. You know what I mean? And then that makes you conscious of the things that we know that we're doing that's not quite right. Just stop it. You know, we need to stop it because those things are going to spill on. And then our grandchildren are going to say, I remember my grandmother used to do that. You know what I'm saying? So we want to be like you just spoke this all ago, that you can see it and you know, and they expect that I have to do better because they expect that of me. They showed me excellence. And so with that, I must produce after my own kind. Thank you so very much. And you have a happy Mother's Day. And you and your girlfriends, enjoy yourself. Be careful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty, here, let's see who else we have here. Go down the aisle here. Let's see, we have good morning. Click one if you want to be a part of sharing a two-minute commercial about your mother. Good morning. 3500? Hello?
I think that's me. Is that Monique, Dr. Bessie?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
All I see is numbers. I don't see names, so I just have to click the number. I am fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fabulous. I have a surprise on the line. I have my mother on the line with me.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mom, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, before you get into that, I just wanted to say that of all of the years that I've known my mother, we kind of did a triple threat DNA process here. Her mother raised me, but I was able to contribute so much to my grandparents' lives being there in their household. But one thing that I wanted to share this morning that is probably more powerful than even birth to a daughter itself, and that is prayer. And one of the things you will always hear this woman on the line with me this morning, her name is Ruby, and you will always hear her say, I pray for each and every one of you every day, and I call out your names. And so that has been for 52 years. I'll tell my age. She won't tell hers because she's a young thing. But I'll let her speak from there. But just thanking God for the generations of mothers, my great-grandmother, Clara Hales, who was just a blessing, just a rock of wisdom in our family. And then Leanna McGill, who actually raised me, another rock. And from that, I get my matter from Ruby, which is her maternal daughter. So thanking God for the power of DNA and how it flows down from one generation to the next. Grateful to have my own daughter with me this morning. I'm not traveling. I'm actually in Houston today. And so just thankful for that. But I wanted to give my mother an opportunity to say something herself. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom, and happy Mother's Day, Dr. Bessie. Go ahead.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day to my dear daughter and all the mothers. And I will always say prayer is the answer to any problem you have with your children. You get up in the morning, I make that my first thing in the morning, get up and call every one of those children by name and I tell the devil he will not have my children. So being a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother, I call every one of them by name. And I believe prayer is the answer for any problem you have. Just do what the Bible said, do through Christ, all things are possible. And for that, I said, Happy Mother's Day to each and every one. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It is an honor to have you on with us this morning. I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and I'm just excited. I got excited when she said my mother's going to be on the phone with me. So I thank you so very much for sharing those words of wisdom.
And hopefully, Dr. Bessie, she'll be able to make some of those retreats with you. She likes to relax and enjoy life. So I've seen the pictures of the beautiful facility. So I'm not sure if this year, but definitely in years to come, we'd love to be a part of what you're doing around the world and sharing with mothers and daughters. So thank you so much, Dr. Bessie. And thank you, Mom, for sharing this with me this morning. Happy Mother's Day to you. And thank you for 52 years and another 35,000 days.
And always say, I love you and your kids. Always. And when I talk to my kids and hang up, I say, I love you.
That's right. My daughter used to say to me, why you got to say I love you all the time? I said, yeah, because I do. I love you. You know, that's the last commandment. Love ye one another. And so it's not going to take anything. Say it. It just it gives a gift that you can't pay money to buy. To love someone and to let them know and just to say it, it gives them an energy that you just can't purchase that. That comes straight from God. So you have a blessed Mother's Day weekend, a Mother's Day tomorrow. And we love
you,
and we hope to have you back on, you and your mother. And as we go from Saturday, we hear every Saturday morning. Please join us, okay?
Thank you
so much. She's headed out to volunteer at her church today. So excited about
thank
that.
Thank you, Monique.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you at the end of the month. All right. Let's go here. Next caller, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie.
Okay. Who do we have here? Good morning. Who's this?
This is Pastor Linda Trimble.
Hi. How are you? Okay. Got so much going on with this phone. How you doing?
I am blessed. How are you? And good morning to all of the mothers and daughters who are listening around the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me get this other person off here and I'll come back. Okay, there we go. Thank you for signing on. I didn't even see a little click by your name. It just came on. Okay, good. We good. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So you have something you want to share with us about your mother? I'm sure you do.
Well, I do. I do. And happy Mother's Day to you personally as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, I have a couple of things I'd like to say about my mom. She is now deceased, but she was a very unique human being, and I think I got all of her uniqueness. She had so many gifts and talents, and things I remember about her is what impressed, I guess, was so impressed upon me and in my life. She used to just, I guess, be the kind of person that create life as she went along herself. And she was a domestic worker for years, but she was known for her cooking. She was a very good cook, and that's what my older siblings, I'm the youngest of eight, but that's what my older siblings always spoke about is her cooking and how they had steak and egg breakfasts and things like that coming up. She never went to beauty school, but she was the neighborhood beautician. And you know, when I sit back and think about all of the things that I would hear, because I'm the youngest, of all of these wonderful talents and gifts my mom had, I'm just so impressed. And then my sisters, I had two older sisters, and they said all of their clothes she would always make and design them herself. So she was a fashion designer, even as a young mother. What I remembered about her coming up, and I just wanted to say this so that mothers around the world can hear and the daughters can hear how they can appreciate the things that their mom may have instilled in them, even if they didn't have the relationship they wanted to have with their mom, or the mother was may not have been emotionally there or physically there for them. But if they can go back and think about the things that they've either heard about their mom or they knew about them, those were things that that was implanted in their lives that made them who they are today. I remembered my mom always laid down principles in the house when I was growing up as a little girl. She set the tone in the home. And because of that, you know, she was like the law keeper. And I saw that she was a very neat person and she knew how to take care of business. That's the type of person she was. So as I began to grow up as a young woman, I noticed I did some of the same things. I was the law keeper at my house and I'm the business person. Actually, I went on to college and majored in business. So I know now why I had that business sense, because she really was that type of person. She was very independent. And what I loved most about her life was she allowed her children to be who they were. She, once we started growing up, she, you know, was not a busybody in all of her children's life. You know, even though she tried to tell us what was right, she was not a busybody in their homes or in their families. The way I guess I hear some people complain about mothers and mother-in-laws, but she allowed everybody to be who they were, and that I can say today, that was a very good thing about my mom. But what I want to say today is I do realize that my mom was not there emotionally for me as time went on and I got older, but I never, ever once thought she didn't love me. So I just really appreciate the topic today, a mother's love. I knew her love went beyond measure for me. Even when she had struggles in her life, I never doubted her love for me. And I just appreciate mothers all over this land, and I just wanted to encourage all mothers and all daughters to look back, like you said, at their grandmothers and great-grandmothers and realize that we are who we are today because of our mothers, because as is the mother, so is the daughter. And I so see that today in my life. So I realize her role in my life was to cultivate my gift. I even put that in my book, True and American Princess, that I'm using for mothers and daughters all over the world. I put that in my book, that a mother's role is to cultivate who we are and to teach us the proper way to just take a hold of life and to the proper etiquettes of life, not just etiquettes in dinner or things like that, but the etiquettes of life. And I did learn that from my mother. So I am so happy to be a part of the program today and all of the things that you're doing, Dr. Bessie. I just love you, and I love the mother-daughter concept in life.
Thank you so very, very much. And we're excited to have you at the retreat to teach that course, and people are going to be blessed from that. But I don't want to get what you just said about your mother. That was wonderfully said, and I'm listening to all the women just wonderfully rolling out these accolades about their mothers. You know, they are, wherever they are, they're smiling. Wow, she got it. She got it. So, you know, I know your story.
Yeah.
That is a great tribute to your mother, and we look forward to hearing more about that. Thank you for being a part of it this morning. Love you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Tell Pastor I said hello and the church family.
Thank you so much. I love you and have a great rest of the day.
All right. I want you all to hold on a moment, because at the end I'm going to bring my daughter on and we're going to talk a little bit about, you don't want to miss this, you're going to talk a little bit about me as mother. And, you know, I believe in the truth. I'm not, she's straightforward, too. And then we're going to talk a little bit about my mother, whose name was Pearl, and which was definitely a part of Angie's life as well. It was more of a motherly type, more than a grandmother. But I want to get two people on here. I'm going to go back up and get Frieda for a quick moment and then come back. I think Cynthia want to say something, and then I'm going to bring Angie on. Let's see. Hold on, Angie. Don't go anywhere. Let's see where I can get. Here we go. I thank God this switchboard is so full. You guys, I don't see names. I'm just seeing numbers. So if you want to talk, click one so I can see it. I am so honored so many people are on this morning. Good morning, Frida. You want to give us a little bit about your mother, and thank you for the prayer as well.
You're welcome. Yes, first of all, I'm enjoying all the mothers sharing the awesome stories about the relationships and things that they remember. A lot of things that Dr. Trimble had mentioned, I was like, oh, my gosh, that sounds so much like my mother. My mother, one thing that I will say that sticks out, she was a woman that spent tremendous amount of quality time with her children. We came first, and she showed it. We were involved in so many different things. We were not the children that when summer camp came or summertime came, you just sit around. She was always proactive. Let's see what program, summer enrichment that we can enroll you. Always trying to help build us to be a well-rounded person. She was a community person that when she enrolled us in summer camp, she enrolled other children as well. She loved children. She sought out other women in the community. And this was called the Titus II woman, is what she implemented in Philadelphia. She was a professional model before I was born. She had a lady named Marie who sold. One person cooked. And so on and so forth. And they took their talents and they went into the inner city and they created a program. When the priest at the St. Joe's Preparatory said that these young ladies will never listen to Romeo and Juliet classical music, this won't work. My mother says, oh no, this is a 12-week program that we put together and you'll see. So she was a person that she saw a person. Not for who they are, but what they will become. I would say the potential in a person. And as a result, we had young ladies transformed, and I would travel with my mother throughout the Philadelphia and what have you. So that's the seed that she planted within me. Within the household, I would say she and my grandmother, the traditions that they had, they took turns baking and cooking. One person had Christmas, the other person had Thanksgiving to bring our family together. And my grandmother, I will always say as a little girl, my mom, who else is coming over? She says, no one else is coming over. We had china and the glasses and everything. My grandmother worked very, very hard, and she would want to be able to have the best for a family. And she says, I'm bringing the best out for you. There's no company coming over. This is the best for what to have the best for my children and for my grandchildren and so on and so forth. So those are the things, the prayer, just being a person. She wasn't a busybody. I didn't see her on the phone. She wasn't like a gossiper. She was a person that empowered people. That's exactly what I can say. She empowered people, and she loved on others and wants to be able to see the best. Her favorite line was, if you get lemonade, make lemonade out of it. And that's my mom. I named her Queen Bee Bonnie, and she had that on her license plate. She was my Queen Bee. She went to be home to be with the Lord in 2012. And Dr. Bessie Fletcher met my mom. And last year, I began to have reoccurring dreams. And I said, something is going on. It's something I should be. It was like ongoing. The last dream that I had, my mother never even met this woman. I met this lady at foster parent class. And the dream was in Philadelphia on the porch. And this lady, I never exchanged phone numbers with her in foster parenting class. She was sitting on the sofa. And she says, I'm waiting for your mom. We have an appointment at 12 o'clock. And I says, okay, well, my mom is a punctual woman. If she says she's going to be here, she'll come. So it was about 10 minutes to 12. We looked at our watch. This is on a porch where I grew up, born and raised. And the door opened, and It was bright sunshine behind my mother as she opened the door. She had on a powder blue shirt, and I was down, and I looked up, and I said, "Hi, Mom," and then I woke up. So I just praise God for the queen that God had in my life, and that's all that I would like to be able to share at this point.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
About 5 minutes. You, yes, I know your mom. In fact, they attended the mother-daughter workshop in 2000 when we was at the Physician Center in Charlotte. All right, just for the sake of time, I'm going to rush on so we can get in. We have about 5 minutes.
Happy
Thank
Mother's
you.
Day to everyone.
Thank you, and happy Mother's
You're
Day
welcome.
To you, too. Okay, baby.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, let's see. Is there anyone else? And then I'm going to bring Angie on, and we're going to do the last wrap-up. I think that's everybody. Okay, let's see. Okay, we got one more here. We can get a 2 minute in and we'll close it out. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. I know you I know time is of the essence, but I just wanna say a little bit about my mom. My mom was Dolly Taylor Palmer, and she had four beautiful daughters. And my mother was the 19th child for 21 kids. And my mother was the first to graduate from Olana, South Carolina, as a teacher at Sumter College. My mother is history, and I am just so proud of my mother. My mother's gone to be with the Lord now from 2007. But she's here with me every day, and I talk to her every day. And she's such a big and important part of my life, and I know she still is a part of my sister's life. She also helped me raise my daughter, and I know she's important to my daughter as well. But I just want to thank God to see another Mother's Day. I want to thank God to be on this earth. I want to thank God that I have a relationship with my daughter. My daughter called me the other day and said, "Mom, I want to do something with you for Mother's Day." And I was like, "Mother's Day? When is Mother's Day?" Because when my mom died, it seemed like Mother's Day just died with me. But when she said that, it brought life and joy back into my life. And I have all that to thank to you, Dr. Bessie. So I just want to thank you and keep doing what you're doing. And you and everybody out there, have a happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to you. And you tell them all I said hello, and y'all enjoy yourself.
Okay.
All right? All right. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you. And I know your mother was my mother's best friend, so we'll put that out there. All right. Talk to you later. Good morning. Okay. Let's see if we can find little Angela. Angela?
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm so sorry, baby. We got down to the end. We have a couple of minutes here. What do you have to say?
Well, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening this morning. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother. My mother is very special to me because, Mom, you're my best friend. You're my confidant, my prayer partner, my encourager, my teacher. All of these things you have contributed to my life, which has helped me to be a better person and teaching me to be a good mother myself to my sons. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you and that I love you because not only are you there for me, you're also there helping other mothers and daughters all over the world. So, you know, I appreciate you. And I was thinking yesterday about how so many years, I mean, I couldn't even add them up. I think it was probably about maybe 12 to 15 years where you were out of state and we didn't get to spend Mother's Day together. We would talk on the phone, but we weren't physically able to be together on Mother's Day. So I'm just grateful to God that now we are able to spend Mother's Day together because that's something that, you know, we haven't always been able to do. So I'm grateful for that. And I want to say happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you, too. And I just want to put it out there that, you know, I appreciate you. You are my best friend. And we do pray together, and whenever one of us have an issue, we call the other, and we pray, and we stand, and we believe together, because I know she loves me enough, and I know I can trust that when she said, Mama, I agree with you, that I got a partner that will agree with me, and when she said, when I tell her I agree with her, she knows that I agree with her, and he said, when two or more come and agree, it will happen, and everything that we have come together and agree, even sometimes in crying and not knowing what to do, haven't we got back and started laughing? You called me and said, look at what God has done. Mama, guess what? I said, what God done done now? And that's our joke. And we start laughing because everything we come together and ask God, he has produced it, and he has produced it in a timely fashion. So now I tell her, I said, there's nothing that we don't have to worry. We're going to ask and agree, and we walk away from it. God is going to do it. It's growing. And, yes, you know, with me traveling and living out of state, you know, I miss those Mother's Days, but we have Mother's Day every day. We go to lunch. We have lunch just about every day or so. She's coming by every day. It's just absolutely wonderful to be back around my daughter and not having to come back here when I'm 80 years old and she's missed the joy of my good times and youthful times in my life. We can run together, play together, and we went to lunch yesterday. Just being and making the best relationship we can make. And to bring in my mother had Angela every summer. So Angela became the other daughter in so many words because, I mean, they would tell me in a minute, nothing can be done unless you ask Angie. You know how it is out there with grandchildren. So I just want to say to you about my mother. My mother was, I'm an only child, so that'll give you a big picture. The sun rises and shines in me. A lot of people said I was spoiled, but it was not spoiled as well as much as, you know, you have one child. And so you don't have to buy for four or five children. It just looks as if you get a lot more. And by being the youngest and the only girl of the grands, there was one other young lady, but she was Betty. She was my mother's age. So I'm down there, the last grand. All of the aunts contribute to it. But my mother made sure that whatever I asked, she would provide it. And now when I look back at it, Andrew and I talk, you know how we talk sometimes, she never said we don't have it. You remember that, Andrew? We had that conversation? She never
said, and I think
she never said we don't have it.
Yeah, and I think that's why I am the way I am and you are the way you are. And everybody's spoiled rotten.
Yeah, right. Because I've never heard my mother say, no, you can't have that. Or we don't have the money to have this thing. And that's something to think about. And I'm thinking, wow. And when we brought it back, I said, you know, I've never heard her say that. She would never say that. It would always come up. It would always produce itself somehow. She had that kind of faith. I didn't know that until I got into an adult life, and Angela was having a conversation. She said, you know, I never heard Grandmama said, no, you can't have something. And that's a lesson to us because, see, that's faith. And I'm not saying she was a perfect woman. She just believed that if she wanted something, it would happen. And I have that. I've got that for my mother. If I set my mind on something and say, this is going to happen, nothing stops me because I believe it's just in my spirit. I just believe it's going to happen. And I didn't realize I got that from my mother. She never pour them out. She'd always go into that sack hanging over to the side of her bra, and money would just come out. It was just like it was a supernatural bank in there. People would come and borrow money from her, and I'm thinking, where did she get all this money from? So we just, and Angie, you know, when you were little, when we'd go home, she'd go in there and she'd take it out, and her and Angie, they'd close the door. And now that's where I got a little jealous. And you all were sitting there and count the money. And she'd go in and she'd count, and she said, well, take whatever you want, baby. Angie, take what she wants. So, mother was a loving person. She was a businesswoman. She was an entrepreneur. And when you think back in South Carolina, back in those days, she said, okay, what business? When we look back at it, people would come to her, and they had farms. And they would say, we didn't have a farm at the time. We, you know, of course, my aunts and uncles and everybody else had farms that I worked on. But they would always come to her to organize, to make sure they had enough people to bring in that crop. She got paid for doing that. And I told Angie, I said, you know, she was an entrepreneur back then. They didn't have to worry about it.
I mean, people came from everywhere. Pearl will put together my team, and that team will get the crop out in a timely fashion. And she was a cook. She was a very good cook, but she was an excellent baker. And she worked in the school system for many years. My mother went to work when Angie was born. She said, I'm going to work so I can have benefits and I can make money to spend on Angie. And that was her goal. That was her goal. So that's my mother. I miss her. She died in 1997, just before my last grandson was born. She never got to meet him. But Angie became the sun, the moon, the light, the stars, and I took the shade from that. Anything else you want to say, Angie?
No.
Even when my dad left last year, the first thing he would say to me, if I said, well, Daddy, we're going to do so-and-so, and Daddy said, did you talk to Angie? Does Angie know? So that's the power that she had with her grandparents, and they just switched it over, and I said, okay, it doesn't matter as long, because the relationship that Angie and I have, it doesn't matter if she's making decisions, because we all, me and Angie, make the decision behind the scenes. So thank you so very much for listening today, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. I thank you all for coming on, taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're busy, and I just ask God to bless each and every one of you, that you enjoy your families tomorrow, and that you think loving thoughts of your mother, in Jesus' name. All right, thank you. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, for all of you guys that are coming down to the retreat, I'm looking forward to you, and I want you to pray for me. I will be leaving on Thursday, flying to Haiti. I'll be going to Haiti for 5 days, coming back on Monday, coming back, rushing, getting back in place for the retreat. So lift me up in prayer that all is well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you. Go to the website if you're interested in coming to the retreat. You don't want to miss this. All right. Goodbye.